Live from the 1480 AM studios in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo.
Howdy.
Guys, how are you?
You know, great, but I've realized something.
Yeah,
when
you
I walked in and met Dave in the parking lot, I can
No, we met long
it,
ago. It wasn't
I'm,
just
I'm
in the
going
parking
to ask,
lot.
Though, right now, you had onions for breakfast?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm getting a huge whiff of that over here. I'm walking in, I could smell it. Didn't say anything yet, though. I figured, okay, it will be fine, but wow.
Just onions, Dave? Now that's.
No,
did you at least grill them or something?
I will admit
were
it.
Were they on a bagel?
They
or,
were.
Yeah,
I went to, and see if Eric likes this. Eric, do you like lox, bagels, cream cheese, and onions?
Yes. I don't do the onion thing, but I do love lox and bagels.
It's yeah. good, isn't it?
I do too, without the onion.
I put tomatoes and capers on them.
Yeah, I didn't have the caper. Yeah, I had the tomatoes, but not the capers.
No, but we could definitely tell you had the onion, though.
Yeah, and I ordered extra onions.
Oh, lock stock and two smoking barrels, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, lock stock.
Yeah, that might have been a mistake on my part to have onions.
It may have been. So if Sebastian Norton or Matt Kenny's listening, since you guys will be here for the second hour, make sure to bring some gum.
Yeah.
Perhaps
no, not
some
gum, like shirts or what are those mouth things?
Just whatever you can. Mentos, the Fresh Maker, and we'll make sure to give a couple to Dave.
A couple?
Yeah.
At least. Yes, exactly. Why, Eric, you have a glass surrounding you, and you could still know I had onions, right?
No, I'm protected.
Oh, good. Yes. Always use protection, I say.
As long as you didn't have beans.
Yeah. Well, that was last night.
Oh, okay.
No, just teasing. Just teasing. No beans for me. Although I like garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
Those are fine.
Chickpeas?
Yeah, they're good, right? Ever try that?
They're all right.
You don't like them?
I prefer pinto beans.
I bet Eric likes garbanzo beans on salad.
I do not.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, darn.
Kathleen does, though.
Oh, she does? Oh, cool.
She digs them.
Greg, do you like them?
I do. I mean, I don't eat them too often, but I like them.
Wow, and I didn't see a movie last night.
Oh, because for a while I thought this was Breakthrough Culinary.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, that'd be good, a culinary show.
You can add another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, that would be good, from food to entertainment.
Sure. Yeah.
To sports, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to have a great show today, and I will remind people at about, let's see, I think 12:05, Greg, on Real Hockey Talk, we're going to have City of Glendale Council Member Gary Sherwood calling in. Talking about what's going on with the Coyotes. He knows firsthand. Big vote potentially this Tuesday. And a lot of discussion. I'll probably go down there Tuesday for the council meeting because a lot of action. It's going to be a full house. Joseph, what do you say about that?
Bring your tape recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What will I do with it?
Well, get some sound bites.
Oh, yeah, good point.
What else were you,
yes.
you going to do with it?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, Dave usually brings his tape recorder when he goes to things, but he only gets sound of himself.
Oh, yeah. I interview myself. I'm really good.
Just heavy breathing.
Yeah, when they see me, they go, here they come.
Weird noises with your mouth. So.
That reminds me of a movie.
The poor tape recorder couldn't take the smell of the onions. It actually burst
exploded,
yeah.
Yeah, who writes your material? Okay, anyway. It wasn't that
Greg's
funny, was
brain.
It? So. Okay. Well, anyway, so today we're going to review some movies. I wanted to see White House Down or what was that other one? The Heat.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was sort of tired.
But it was too hot.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now, let's bring Eric in on the conversation for a second. How hot did it show on your thermometer yesterday, Eric?
As I was driving down the 51, sometime in the afternoon, it was 122.
Wow.
And then moments later, it went to 121.
That is incredible. That's
hot.
Wow. I bet it's going to be, at least 118 today, you think?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. That's hot, Joseph.
Yeah, I know some people who are having a party outdoors. And
that's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate the heat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, me either.
As long as there's a pool.
Yeah, a pool could be good.
There is, but no. Just no.
That's just too hot. Okay. But I did want to see the heat. I didn't see it. You're going to review it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where Unfinished Song was playing. But that looked interesting, too. And White House Down looked pretty good.
We'll talk about all three of them today.
Wow.
And, you know, we want to invite our listeners, if they want to talk about any of these movies, any other movies that we've talked about on previous shows, if you've seen a good movie on DVD, VOD, Blu-ray, whatever, just go ahead and give us a call. What number can they call?
602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. And if you even want to join the conversation that Joseph and I had last Wednesday on Breakthrough Entertainment, where I gave...
Thursday,
you're right. Before midnight, I gave a major thumbs down. You gave it a major thumbs up. If you've seen that movie, call in.
I think we've passed that. I think we'll stick to the movies we talk about today.
Yeah, but, you know, who knows? People may want to debate you or I.
We want to make sure we get these movies in.
Oh, yeah, plus, I'm a little concerned that the listeners are going to think that we were spending some time together before midnight, and they're going to get the wrong idea. But
especially with the onions.
No onions.
So to start us off, I do want to let our listeners know that they have a chance to win tickets to see Trash Dance for free. All they have to do is send us an email at... entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. Again, that is entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. And so let me tell you a little bit about the film first. Choreographer Allison Orr, who joined us on our show on Thursday, joined city sanitation workers on their daily routes to listen, learn, and ultimately to try to convince them to collaborate in a unique dance performance, thereby finding beauty and grace in garbage trucks and in the men and women who pick up our trash. This is a documentary about finding beauty in garbage. So, it's only appropriate that we have our listeners find the beauty in garbage. So all you have to do is send this an email, again, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com, with a self-written poem about trash, sanitation engineers, etc., anything in the garbage industry, by 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, July 9th. The most creative poet will win.
Would that include ex-spouses, where you can write about them?
Sure.
Would that be trash talk?
You just gonna open the door up to a lot of other poems.
Well, I gave some creativity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she did.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking.
So I thought you were talking about trash, but...
How else?
Well, the screening takes place 5:30. Wow. It's 5:30. Hopefully they're not listening. 5:30 p.m. Saturday, July 13th at the Film Bar. We'll talk more about this... this movie, you know, and we had Allison Orr on our Thursday show.
She was delightful, by the way.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great film, and so you got a chance to see it for free. So again, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. We'll announce it a few more times in the next week or whatever. So, but first, let's talk about White House Down. Now, this is kind of similar to Olympus Has Fallen, right?
I never saw that.
You never saw Olympus Has Fallen?
What was that about?
Same thing. Same sort of thing. And it was only a couple months ago, too.
Oh.
Gerard Butler, right?
Gerard Butler, yes.
Oh.
And it was a great movie. I think that I gave it a definite thumbs up. At the time, we were giving, you know, stars or whatever they were, and we were given four of them. And Channing Tatum, in this version, Channing Tatum plays a Capitol policeman who, while on a tour of the White House with his young daughter, springs into action to save his child and protect the president, Jamie Foxx plays the president here, from a heavily armed group of paramilitary invaders. So basically, they've taken over the White House, they've taken the president hostage, and it is up to Channing Tatum to save the day.
Wow, he was Magic Mike or something.
Yeah, that was a great film, wasn't it?
I only saw parts of it.
Only parts
out of all of Channing Tatum's films, that's the one you think of?
No,
21 Jump Street, amazing, where he's not taking off his clothes every 5 seconds.
Step up.
Yeah, there you go, one of his first.
Old school.
Yeah.
I didn't see
Magic
that.
Mike
oh,
was
school.
Actually...
He was in Old School?
No.
The Old School movie, because it was one of his
one.
First. Magic Mike was actually based on his real life. He was actually
he
a
was?
Male stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of those guys.
Okay, that's good for Dave.
From Canada.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for you, Dave.
Yeah.
I know it could be a challenge to admit that, but we're happy for you.
Well, if you've seen our Facebook page, again, breakradioshow.com, click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner. There's a picture of Channing Tatum, but he looks slightly different.
Oh, no. Yeah,
a little bit like that Dave Isaac.
Let's check that out.
Yeah.
I didn't. Really?
It's kind of interesting, or kind of like a Ron Jeremy look
didn't
to
fit.
It
didn't just, fit.
But yeah, yeah.
Where? I don't see it.
Well, you got to go to Facebook.
I am on Facebook.
Well, go down. Yours is not refreshed. Oh. That's why.
How do you refresh it?
Go down again. There you are.
Oh,
there's
man.
Channing Tatum. Yeah,
look at those pecs.
Yeah, he has that mustache.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow, Eric, you got to look at this. Go to Facebook. Oh, wait, I missed that.
Wrong button.
Oh.
Where is it?
It's on our Facebook page. What's it?
Breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
wow. I That I like it. Thank you.
You got into shape fairly quickly.
Yeah, wait until garbage sees that.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much. No, really, I owe you for that. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
That's why your phone's been lighting up today.
Yeah. You're
getting some action there.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, this movie, you know, again, I loved Olympus Has Fallen. I thought it was action-packed, reminded me of 24. It was like the first big, great action movie of the year. Mm-hmm. This one was terrible.
Really?
Comparatively, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know what, only 5 words are needed to review White House Down, but we'll go further. But, you know, basically, Olympus Has Fallen was better. That's, you know, because they're the
just
same
better,
plots.
Huh?
Yeah, it was more explosive, it was more exciting, and it didn't star Joey King. You know, this little actress, I'm sure you've seen her in other movies before.
Yeah. She was in The Dark Knight Rises for 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Joey King?
Yeah, Joey King.
And how about Joey Lauren someone?
I don't know.
And Chasing Amy.
Oh, okay.
What was her name?
Joey Lauren Adams.
She is so good.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's not in this.
What was I watching? I was watching Chasing Amy
again last
night.
Yeah. Yes.
Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
So the young actress's role in this film, it's a character who, wise beyond her years, saves the day despite her small structure or stature, is the perfect example of what is wrong with this movie. It was directed by Roland Emmerich, who also brought us 2012, right?
Yeah.
And Independence Day. And what was he made? One more. I'm forgetting at the moment. So, a bunch of big action movies.
Yeah, we'll have that in a second.
Yeah, and there's entirely too much dependence on lighthearted comedy. The script is really silly, it's a little bit too self-aware. And granted, you know, have to have some sort of self-awareness with a movie that is, you know, kind of like Die Hard in the White House.
Yeah.
But Olympus Has Fallen did it without the self-awareness, and it worked tremendously. It was so exciting. And this, they're just trying so hard for the comedy, and I wasn't laughing. I mean, if you watch Olympus Has Fallen, the White House is in ruins, and it's like so haunting. It's a little bit depressing to watch that, but it evokes some emotions in you. To see the White House, you know, kind of like on fire and everything in this movie, and everyone's laughing about it, that's not cool at all.
Wow, that's unfortunate. How come the director missed that?
And he's been a bit hit and miss because some of the other movies, as you mentioned, The Day After Tomorrow, which we've talked about before,
right,
Dennis
yes.
Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal, and his sister, I believe, is in this one, right?
Maggie Gyllenhaal, yes.
10,000 B.C. And earlier in his career, even though he's been directing films since the late 70s, really one of his first, you know, bigger, I wouldn't say it's a hit, but mainstream that people know about, Universal Soldier from the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, with Claude the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so he's done some good stuff.
Right.
Stargate, he did.
What were the bad movies other than White House Down?
Well, I liked 2012. A lot of people didn't like that.
I liked it.
Yeah, and you have that awesome music video from Adam Lambert at the end of that, and you know, so I don't know what some of this bad movies. The BC movie, 10,000 BC.
I didn't see that yet. Yeah, he was executive producer of Eight Legged Freaks.
Well, that was good. That was
Arquette.
Fun.
I like that. Yeah, it was goofy.
But he makes a lot of these kind of like goofy movies.
Yeah,
I mean, and even you know, Independence Day. I didn't care for Independence.
You
didn't
like that?
No, I didn't care for that one. And
you didn't, Will Smith.
Right, and they're making the sequel, and Will Smith's
and
not going to be in that one.
Oh, he's declined it?
Right, well, he's probably too expensive, I think.
They got to bring Jeff Goldblum back.
Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman also as the president.
But as long as Jeff Goldblum, because he could even take down Chuck Norris. There's nothing like Jeff Goldblum.
And dinosaurs, right?
Yes, he can, yes.
He could take down Chuck Norris?
Jeff Goldblum could take
Texas
down
Texas Walker Ranger?
Okay. Dave's mic.
So this movie, White House Down, is it's a little bit too silly. The stakes here are simply too great to scoff at. I'm giving the thumbs down. If you want to see a movie like this, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure in like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even sooner, you can rent White Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
I believe it is coming out pretty soon to Redbox.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
White House Down.
Yeah, but the
hey, can we change the title?
What?
To White House Thumbs Down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. White House Thumbs Down. And, you know, so don't go see White House Down. But the theme here is kind of cool. Although we may have made mistakes in our past, we can change as our values grow stronger. And sometimes being at the right place at the right time affords us an opportunity to prove it. Because you see, in this movie, Channing Tatum, he's got a checkered past. He hasn't completed anything that he started. And then he's kind of like in the right place at the right time at the White House, you know, taking this tour, applying for this job. Mm. You know, Maggie Gyllenhaal doesn't want to give him the job, but he ends up pretty much saving the day. Of course, as I said, Joey King saves the day as well, sillily. And So, well, what do you think, Dave? Do people deserve a second chance to show?
So Joey King originally tried to destroy Gotham, and now she saves the day in White House Down.
She was also in Oz, which was also terrible. So.
Oh, I haven't seen Oz yet.
Yeah. Well, this theme reminds me of something Mark Twain said. And hey, there's Matt. Hey, Matt.
Yes. There we go.
He what brought you some breath mints.
Oh, good. Yay. Oh, Matt, you're
at
a lifesaver.
At the break, we'll have you bring those in.
Wow. Or maybe
he
before
really
the break.
He really is a lifesaver. Well, absolutely.
Lifesavers. Okay. Yeah. That's really cool. Well, this theme reminds me of what something Mark Twain said. He said, good judgment is a result of experience, and experience is a result of bad judgment. So get up there and swing. You know, you got to swing, meaning swing the bat. You know, Wayne Gretzky said, you never score 100% of the goals you never shoot.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Or you never will.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the thing is that don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to learn from all your experiences. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you do learn from your experiences, that will develop into good judgment. You'll know what doesn't work. Be aware, and then you learn what does work. A lot of people just don't even recognize errors they make.
True.
And they keep doing the same thing. They repeat them. Hmm. And they wonder, why is my life not working? Because they haven't changed a thing. Right, Eric?
Right.
It's craziness out there. So I do believe that, you can make mistakes in the past, but also the other part of that, the values. And as your values become more solidified or stronger, values really dictate or the lenses in which you see the world. It's every decision is made based on that value at that time. Every behavior is a result of that decision and also the value. So watch what your values are at any point in time, and you can actually predict someone's behavior if you knew their values.
Yeah, and listen, we've all made mistakes. I mean, we're human, and so the point
is
that
there's one
grow.
Mistake I did not make.
What?
Thumbs down for Before Midnight.
No. The one mistake you didn't make.
Thumbs down for the former White House regime.
Oh, yeah, that one, too. Yeah.
Well,
you also
You also chose to not see White House Down, so that was a good decision.
Yeah,
I did,
and I won't now.
Yeah, but
I will not. You can't make me.
Very good. Well, we've all.
But again, you disagreed on before midnight, so who knows?
You might like this one.
Especially because you look like Channing Tatum now, apparently. And you're close friends now with Jamie Foxx. So never know. And maybe you can have some Maggie Gyllenhaal while you're at it.
So I think the point here in this movie is to get out there and just, you know, put yourself out there. Try new things. Hmm. And because if you have these mistakes and, you know, people aren't giving you a chance to prove yourself, you know, life will give you those opportunities.
No question about it. And that's the beauty of life, is that you can always interpret the way things come at you any way you want.
Absolutely.
And good, bad, indifferent, and it's you have the control of your interpretation. You may not have a control of the external thing coming at you, but you can frame it any way you want. Positive, negative, indifferent, whatever way you want, it's in your control. Thus, the power's with you. Let's take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we will review which one? Unfinished song?
Yeah, unfinished
song. Wow, I can't wait to hear that unfinished song. That will be great. Unfinished song.
Yeah, and if anyone has any questions for us or they want to join in the discussion, maybe they saw White House Down, maybe they saw Olympus Has Fallen, want to compare the two.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe they want to give us a call.
That's a great idea, and the call is, the line, I should say, 602-252-1480. That's 602-252-1480. And we still have, like you said, Unfinished Song.
Yeah, and The Heat.
The Heat.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
They are so funny. That was the one I really wanted to see because it looked like a comedy.
It is. Yeah.
It is a comedy?
Yeah, buddy cop comedy.
Obvious. Yeah. I think you'll like it.
I think. Did you see it yet?
No.
Are you going to see it?
Eventually.
Really? Sunday?
No.
Maybe not Sunday?
I'll give you the scoop.
I'm probably going
You'll give the scoop?
In the future. But
in the
Sunday.
Future. Back in the future.
Back
that's
in
one
the
of his favorites.
That's real.
Dave, just lead us in the break, please.
Yes, I will. And you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here live at the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. Have you seen the most beautiful girl in the world, Joseph?
I have. Her name is my mother.
Wow, very cool. I met your mom. Very nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, have you met her mom?
Her mom.
I mean, your mom?
I have not.
Have you met your mother?
Yeah, a couple times. No, I have.
So that's a nice song. Who sings that?
Charlie Rich.
Oh, I like him. Yeah, he's very good. Anyway, we
good
just
read. Rich.
Chuck Rich.
I don't know.
Chuck Norris?
I've never heard of him.
Chaz Rich.
Ah, there we go. White House thumbs down. I mean, White House down is a thumbs down. We reviewed that. If you want to hear that, the replay of this particular broadcast, you can go to breakradioshow.com. Breakradioshow.com.
Tomorrow, yes.
Go on archives and click on Breakthrough Entertainment. Now, what do we have? Unfinished business.
Unfinished song.
Oh, yeah.
Unfinished Song. Well, you know, Terrence Stamp stars in this movie, and he sings that song we just listened to.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he sings it.
He's a good actor.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he also played General Zod in the original Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and...
it was great in My Boss's Daughter.
Yes, yes.
And your boss's daughter?
Yeah, I remember it.
Well, that would be
with Ashton
one of my daughter. That'd be one of your sisters, Greg.
Okay.
Well, all right. So an Unfinished Song. By the way, this is playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5. Terrence Stamp plays a grumpy pensioner who honors his wife's passion for performing by joining the unconventional local choir to which she used to belong, a process that helps him build bridges with his estranged son. Gemma Arterton also stars... And this is a very beautiful film, you know, kind of a little bit predictable at times, but, you know, very, very beautiful. It's all about, you know, this woman, she really loves singing. She participates in this local choir, but her husband, Terrence Stamp, he cannot stand it. He's grumpy all the time. He doesn't want to have anything to do with this local choir. He's got this frown on his face, but she's always smiling. But then she becomes ill, and, you know, so she's... I'm gonna spoil it here, but she passes away before, you know, like halfway through the film. And so the story is about how he finds his way after losing her, and how he, you know, kind of not only finds his way back to, you know, feeling okay with losing her, but feeling okay with life, you know, smile again. Because she, you know, she basically says, you know, she never sees him smile anymore. Yeah, I know some people like that, right?
Yeah, who? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not going to like share that on the radio. Oh. So, you know, sometimes I forget that we're on the radio. I think we're just having like a conversation.
We are. This is like a conversation.
And then people bring it up to me later after the fact. They're like, and I'm like, how do you know that?
Yes.
And they're like, you said it on the radio. I was like, oh,
you
did? I did.
Tried to millions of people?
Yeah. So kind of uncomfortable. But anyway, so sometimes this movie gets a little bit corny. They sing Let's Talk About Sex, Salt and Pepa's Talk About Sex.
Great song. Yeah,
but not.
I haven't heard that one. How's it go?
Old people doing it?
Not like 90-year-old people singing it.
It is.
How's that song go?
Really?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about.
All right. Anyway, so older people are singing this.
Interesting.
Eric, how's we
like
sound?
Dave's age, around 90.
I'm sorry, I was cueing music up.
Yeah. And, so this is, aside from that fact, though, you know, I some of the musical selections I don't like, but a lot of them I do like a lot. And we're going to hear, you know, one coming up here in a little while as well. Vanessa Redgrave plays the woman, by the way. And, you know, she sings Cyndi Lauper's True Colors to Terrence Stamp. And when she sings this, if you are not absolutely crying and bawling your eyes out, then you're not human.
You were crying.
I was crying, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Because, you know, Terrence Stamp, as you said again, he is a really great actor. And she is singing the song to this guy who's grumpy all the time. He's cranky. He's unhappy with life. And she is dying, but she is singing this beautiful song. And, you know, the words, and again, we'll hear them shortly, True Colors. Mm-hmm. It means so much to him, and there's this like this small emotion in his face. He's still got this grumpy face on, but it's like she's touching his heart. Mm. And, you know, in his expression, his, you know, very subtle expression, it touches your heart and causes you to think, you know, maybe I need to start thinking about life a little more optimistically. You know, because, again, I'll say it's a little bit gimmicky. It's a little bit manipulative. Okay, a lot manipulative and mostly predictable. But it is impossible to remain unmoved by this story of everlasting devotion and the essentiality of an optimistic outlook on life. We bring that up all the time, how important it is to be happy with life, to be optimistic, not pessimistic. And so again, this is a thumbs up. Go see Unfinished Song.
Breakthrough?
No, not a breakthrough. Because again, it's a little bit gimmicky. It's a little bit predictable and way too manipulative. But sometimes, you know, I like to be manipulated because you got to have those emotions. You got to, that's what we like to see these sad movies for, right? It pulls the emotions out. It lets you express things.
Like Notebook.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that is a little bit manipulative, right?
Well.
I mean, it's hard not
Notebook?
To be.
Yeah,
It's hard not to be. I mean, yeah. That's just the nature of the beast. So you know.
But, Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Dave's Random Enlightenments. So, but I'm giving it a thumbs up. I highly recommend you go out and see Unfinished Song. And the theme here, you know, again, there's several different themes in this movie about the everlasting devotion, which we have another movie with a similar theme coming out in a few weeks, so we won't bring up that one right now. And also the essentiality of an optimistic outlook on life. But the one that I wanted to bring up, since this is called Unfinished Song, is the theme of music is the cure for the common crank. Now, that is the tagline for the film, so, you know, hopefully nobody credits me for that. The producers came up with that. Music is the cure for the common crank. So what do you have to say about music, Dave?
Here's what I say, because I did some research on this, and after reviewing 400 studies by Levitin and colleagues, it was revealed that patients showed less anxiety listening to music during surgery. So music really soothes the soul and warms the heart. And there's a lot of other evidence that music leads to higher levels of like bacteria-fighting immune cells and various things that music does. It just changes states. It just changes one's whole demeanor and really moves them away from focusing on negativity often and victim mentality to a situation where people are feeling just fully integrated, because music seems to hit people not in just one part of their body, but to me, it's just like every part. How about you, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially if you're singing along with it or humming at the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of like it just kind of like rejuvenates you. Or even if you're feeling sad, I mean, it can mean so much. You can, I mean, because we all have to have those moments where we feel down. So if you listen to a nice song that kind of mirrors how you're feeling. I go back to think about Ally McBeal. Did you ever watch that TV show?
Once or twice.
Calista Flockhart, Greg?
I never watched it, but I remember it, though.
They had this running gag where, you know, you have to have your own theme song. And I remember an episode where Calista Flockhart was walking, and she had her theme song because it kind of like got her through, you know, her walk to work and stuff like that. I think that we're constantly listening to our iPods. I mean, music kind of defines us, and especially when the lyrics are right and the, you know, the tune is right.
And it reminds you of a certain incident in your own life.
Yeah,
it brings
nostalgia
up and evokes that. And in fact, it can it can evoke a strong emotional response, like you said, either positively or maybe negatively, depending on what you're remembering. And like we said, like everyone's had a favorite song or a song that reminded them of an incident during their life. Have you had one like maybe... Like you went out with someone and you broke up and that was a song that you reminded people that, you know, the country people do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or like every song, you pick a wedding, right? In fact, it's called the wedding song. My brother got married to Jeannie in San Diego. Hello, big brother. Okay. And his song was... What was his song? I'm really
great for bringing that up, Dave.
Yeah, the song, the rest of my life thing. You know, I'll remember the song for the rest of my life or something.
Hum a few bars.
Yeah, I think that's from Urban Cowboy, isn't it?
Yeah. How does that go again?
I don't know. I can look it up.
Yeah. But it's a great song.
Yeah.
And that was their song. So anytime they hear that song, depending on their marriage. It's going to evoke some response. It brings them back to the wedding day.
Yeah, and you know that I love movies, and so like when I hear a song, I think back to what movie I saw that song in.
Yeah.
And I have all these like positive experiences and memories of these movies. I mean, even if I didn't like a movie, I might have a positive, you know, memory of that, you know, associated with that song, just because of, you know, maybe who I was with or how I was feeling that day, or maybe something else happened to me that day. So, I mean, it's that is what makes art so wonderful, is that, you know, it evokes these emotions and these memories. And so it just really rejuvenates us.
The song is Anne Murray.
Yeah, that's right.
Could I Have This Dance?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
And it was from Urban Cowboy. I know my stuff.
You do know your stuff. Thank you so much, Eric. And that's a great song. Have you ever heard of it, one of you?
I believe
Anne Murray?
I don't think so.
Oh, great song. Anyway, Big Brother, your uncle, Greg.
Oh, Big Brother started last week.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh,
but Can I Have This Dance? And they go, Can I Have This Dance for the rest of my life? Blah, 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 blah.
We're switching roles.
Oh, yeah. So that's how it works. So you're right. Songs can do wonders for people. And, you know, they do have music therapy for various situations that are highly effective. So,
yeah.
And if you've ever seen babies, watch a baby when they move to music. I mean, they sort of have a natural rhythm when they're born, actually. And,
yeah.
And you just watch their face and their own movement as they're hearing especially a soothing song. I mean, I think hard rock, heavy metal may not work as well.
Yeah, and I mean, well, probably not. Well, but it might, though, because it's still music. Good. There's still, you know, art form in
it. Yeah, if they were reincarnated, like, you know.
Right, and if you've seen this movie, it will make you, especially if you're older, you know, make you maybe think about, you know, maybe you want to go ballroom dancing, maybe you want to go, you know, join a choir or something like that.
Yeah,
because it's just that's what life is all about. I think art.
Big thumbs up, huh?
Big thumbs up. Definitely go see Unfinished Song again. Terrific performance from Terrence Stamp.
Mm.
Remarkable performance from Vanessa Redgrave, and it's playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5. And, you know, if we want to take a break, I'd love to treat you to a clip from the film, Vanessa Redgrave singing True Colors to Terrence Stamp.
So we'll take a break first and then play it?
No, well, we're going to play it into the break.
Okay, let's play it into the break. And, of course, this is... There we are.
Then, and don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, just call me up, because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here live at the 1480 AM Studios KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. We reviewed White House Down, and that got White House thumbs down.
Yes.
Unfinished song, a thumbs up.
Yes, big thumbs
nice.
Up.
Nice, big thumbs up. And now, without further ado, the heat.
Yes, the heat. This is Sandra Bullock. She plays an uptight FBI agent who is paired with a testy Boston cop played by Melissa McCarthy in order to take down a ruthless drug lord. Neither woman has ever had a partner or a friend for that matter. This was directed by Paul Feig, who also brought us Bridesmaids.
You know, I like Bridesmaids.
Yeah? The movie or just Bridesmaids in general?
No, the movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the Bridesmaids.
I like Bridesmaids a lot. I thought Melissa McCarthy was spectacular in that.
And right? So was...
Kristen Wiig.
She was very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like that guy, the police guy. He was so funny.
Chris O'Dowd.
He was cool. He's a cool dude, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, that was a good movie. And while I haven't seen this one yet, yeah, I'm looking forward to see what Joseph says because... I like Paul Feig, you know, his other films, and he has a lot of cameos. So we were talking about his cameo in Knocked Up and some of the other movies with a lot of these guys. So
yeah, there's a lot of cameos from, you know, I don't remember if he's in this actual film. He probably is. I might have missed him. But
right.
There's a lot of cameos from other actors from, like, The Office and Saturday Night Live and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the type I like. So I'm interested to see what you say. And one of my favorites when I was a kid, Heavyweights. Paul Feig played the skinny guy that worked at the camp, the nice guy that did battle with Ben Stiller. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Judd Apatow, I believe, that made that. That was one of his first ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they all kind
that
of...
That was when Ben Stiller was a sort of bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. A couple different personalities he had in that one.
Yeah.
So.
And he Bridesmaids also got Melissa McCarthy award nomination, right? Best supporting
actress. Yeah, I think it did.
Oh, yeah, she was great in that.
Yeah, and you know, so this is kind of the same character, maybe even more gruff, more
nice.
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little more about her in a second, but this is fantastically funny. It's so funny that it probably should be illegal.
Nice.
Yeah, no, that's just me trying too hard. But
it's a Dave type of humor right there, but
now
we'll let it slide.
Yeah, all right.
I wrote it for him.
This is a female fuel take on the buddy cop genre. So,
yes.
You know, like Lethal Weapon and all that. I don't think there's ever been a female version of a buddy cop movie that I can recall. You know, so this is kind of a new territory here. You know, it's a comedic actioner, so there's some action in it as well. It doesn't break any molds story-wise, you know, kind of predictable. You know everything's going to happen. If you've seen one buddy cop movie, you've seen them all. That's kind of why people didn't like Cop Out, that movie
Bruce Willis.
Kevin Smith made with Bruce Willis, yeah. And Tracy Morgan, but of course Tracy Morgan was in that, so yeah. No, this, we've got Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. They're spectacular here. Sandra Bullock is hilarious, but Melissa McCarthy scores some of the largest out loud laughs that you'll have all year. She is hysterical in this. She plays an incredibly cantankerous character whose every line will shock and offend. I mean, in the beginning of this movie, the first half an hour, I was laughing so hard that I couldn't even stand it. And most of those laughs, the hardest laughs at least, were because of the things that she was saying.
Yeah.
And there's some spectacular dialogue in this movie that, that they give her. She's just so rude and crude. I mean, she says some things to the police commissioner, her boss, that you know that I'm not going to repeat here. But she uses some Tic Tacs to describe something that he has. That he might have lost, and you know, it's just hilarious. It's you know, again, hysterical. I was laughing hysterically, and Sandra Bullock is great here as well. And I want to say that the trailer for this film, I was not really looking forward to it after seeing the trailer.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we were bombarded by it for several months because it was originally supposed to come out several months ago, but then they wanted to kind of like distance it from Identity Thief, which Melissa McCarthy was also in.
Right.
Which didn't get as well, it wasn't as well received.
I thought it was good.
I didn't say it
was good, but this is great.
Yeah,
and you know, so it made about $30 million its first weekend at the box office.
Identity Thief.
Yeah, Identity Thief. Yeah, so this they're hoping to make that. And we'll, I know Greg has an update for us here at the end
sure
of the show.
I sure do.
But you know, so this is it's a little bit offensive, especially the things that Melissa McCarthy says. But you know, it's, back to what I was saying about the trailer is that the lines that don't work in the trailer that you kind of like that you groan about them and they're not really funny in context in this movie. It works. Totally works.
Yeah.
There's a line about Spanx that Sandra Bullock is wearing some Spanx. Trailer, it really doesn't work.
Right.
At least in my opinion. But in the movie itself, after seeing you know the scene before it and the scene after it, it's perfect.
And I think this is one I will like when I do see it because it's my type of humor. And all the actors, actresses, and of course Paul Feig, you know, the director, really enjoy their work. But you're right on with the trailer. What's interesting, and we had talked about it off there, I know of a little bit, is I was thinking, wow, you know, I've been seeing this trailer for at least 6 months, it seems like. So it's like I forgot about it. I thought the movie was coming out, and then all of a sudden I thought, okay, I missed it. I'll see it when it gets the DVD. And then, you know, here's the trailer again, and I'm thinking, oh, okay. So, but not just from your review. It just sounds outstanding, but that, you know, makes it more more appealing, I would say.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I will say that as the movie went on, and this is the case with a lot of buddy cop movies, because again, it's kind of like it doesn't break the mold story wise. I got not necessarily bored with it, but it just wasn't surprising me as much. And they kind of toned down Melissa McCarthy's character as the movie went on. You know, they kind of have to if Sandra Bullock's going to put up with her. You know, because at first they're just like butting heads nonstop. There's a scene in the trailer that I'm sure you've seen where Melissa McCarthy walks into the room where Sandra Bullock is interrogating a perp, and you know she says, "Are you waiting for an officer to you know, interrogate you or something?" And Melissa McCarthy says, "No, I am an officer." You know, she doesn't look like that at all. She you know, just this out loud character, this you know, amazing character. And I love Mike and Molly, the TV show that she's on. Do you watch that, Greg?
I haven't seen that. No.
Really? Okay, you've got to watch.
I should check it out,
especially if you're from Chicago. My family's from Chicago, so
You
know, it's set in Chicago, so I think that you'll like.
Well,
Mike,
congratulations to your family on the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's true. I know that some of them are very happy about that. And so, yeah, definitely a thumbs up for the Heat. And the theme here is we all need a partner or, more universally, a friend in life to balance out our personal imperfections. Because I said earlier, Sandra Bullock's character and Melissa McCarthy's character, they've never had partners. They've never even – I mean, they're so – Sandra Bullock's character, she's so uptight and, you know, she's kind of like – prideful. She thinks she is perfect. She does everything right. And on the other end of the spectrum, Melissa McCarthy, she just is so uncouth. And, you know, but she's got these like layers, which you'll see in the movie with her family, you know, some deeper things going on with her. But they're constantly butting heads and they don't want to have partners, but they're forced to do that. And by the end, it kind of works out that they really needed each other.
Yeah, that happens a lot. You know, if people, they can be way different, and then whether it's relationship or friendship, and it ends up working out. And sometimes differences are the best, because if you're the exact same person, that's tough. But it seems like Sandra Bullock has played this character before as well, like in Miss Congeniality.
Yes. And Miss Congeniality 2. Yeah. This could have been Miss Congeniality 3, you know.
With adding Melissa McCarthy into it.
Right, which would have been a good movie, too. I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
But it is the same character. But Dave, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right. Everyone should have a partner or friend, someone that can honor them with direct communication from the purest sense to help keep them aware of maybe things that people, you know, one would not be aware of. So So if you take the theme, or if you take the concept that we're here to learn, grow, transform, and evolve, and I think that is why we are here, then having a partner or friend who's not judgmental, number one, who will share with you in an honoring way, number two, about any imperfections, not based on their filters, but based on the purest of all filters. Because some people are tainted by their own background, cumulative experiences, their own beliefs, their own values. But if you could see it based on sort of an independent view, that could do wonders for people, giving great feedback like that. Would you agree?
I would agree. I'm kind of like, after having seen the film, I'm like filtering your comment through the film itself, and I'm thinking, I don't know if Melissa McCarthy's character could be considered non-judgmental, because she's like, every other word out of her mouth is a swear word.
So, however, but she's probably saying from
she's
just a raw experience.
Honest,
yeah, exactly. And that's important.
Yeah. Do you have any friends that are very uncouth like Melissa McCarthy?
Let's see. No, I don't think so, actually. No? Wait, do I?
I don't think anyone goes that far.
Yeah, I don't think I... No, no.
I can't even... Not me either. But.
Yeah, I don't think so. Although I wouldn't mind if she was my friend.
But it's a lovable uncouth, right?
There's no doubt about it, because it's not out of being evil or mean, is it?
No, not
just
at all.
Just who she is.
Yeah.
She's trying to do the right thing, the best thing. She's trying to be a great, what, FBI agent? Was that what she was?
She's just trying to solve the cases.
And she was probably pretty good at it.
Yeah, they're both good at it. They're in their own ways. I mean, she's laying down her fist, playing bad cop all the time. Sandra Bullock, she's a perfectionist. She, you know, finds the drugs without the dog sniffing around, you know. So
wow.
But yeah, if you have any friends that are like Melissa McCarthy's character in The Heat, give us a call. What number can they call, Dave?
602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
And because I like to bring up to supporting actors, other people in the film, you know, Marlon Wayans, I've always been a big fan of. Michael Rapaport is always funny. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite TV shows he was on for a couple of years, it used to be on Fox.
The War at Home.
Yeah, The War at Home. Yeah, I like that. And we had, of course, one of the stars of that on in the past. But another actor in this, not only that Biff from Back to the Future, Thomas F. Wilson, is in it, but Damien Bichir, who plays Hal in this. You know, everyone knows that one of my two favorite shows of all time, probably, well, or top three, is Weeds. Uh-huh. And he was great in that. He guest starred for a couple of seasons as Nancy Botwin's husband, Esteban Reyes, who was a major drug guy in Mexico. And he's done a lot of great things, and it seems like he has a lot coming up on his plate as well. He'll be in Machete Kills, which is out, I believe, later this year.
In a couple months.
Yeah, and then new TV show, The Bridge. I haven't checked out yet, but someone to keep an eye out for. He's been around a while. He's done a lot of films out of the country and whatnot. But
have you seen A Better Life?
I haven't.
You have to see that. That was one of my top 10 films when it came out. Damien Bichir. Uh-huh. A terrific performance in that movie. I mean, especially if you already like him.
Yeah.
And James Stewart.
Thanks.
Wonderful life.
Right. That was when in Dave's childhood in the 40s. I'm checking it out right now, and I will definitely check this out.
It's an issue movie. It's an issue movie, and it's very important to make you think about the illegal immigration issue in a completely different light. Kind of like Unfinished Song, it will definitely touch your heart.
Absolutely.
The Heat probably won't, though.
No?
No, it'll tickle
but
your funny bone.
But you'll keep laughing. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll tickle your funny
bone. So is this a breakthrough?
No, this isn't a breakthrough. This is a thumbs up. They're few and far between. We can't award. A breakthrough is before midnight, so.
A breakdown you said a breakdown is before midnight?
No, breakthrough.
Oh, breakthrough. I got it.
Yeah, and we can shut Dave's mic off again. And Greg, what are the movies doing at the box office? The two heavyweights.
Okay, here we go. The new one's coming out. We talked about today, of course, The Heat, White House Down. Before
we
do that, predictions. Joseph, I think you already sort of predicted, but go again.
I'm hoping that The Heat is going to be beating White House Down. I believe that it's going to be neck and neck, though, pretty close.
Well, because of the violent nature of this country. No, I think I'm going to say White House Down. Well, but then on the other hand, a lot of people want to go laugh. I'm going to say, I'm reversing it, The Heat is beating White House Thumbs Down.
Well, here's what I gotta say: $13.6 million for one of them at the North American box office, and the other received $9 million on Friday. And one of them is projected about $39 million, while the other probably closer to the lower 30 range. Mm. The heat is on. It is the heat.
Yay,
right,
thank
now
goodness.
The heat is in the lead with White House down second.
What did you vote for?
The heat, yeah.
We both won.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be much more neck and neck, though. So
yeah, in World War Z will actually be ahead of White House Down as well.
Oh,
so puts it to
the
three.
Heat might be number one.
That
would be awesome.
Well, you gave World War Z and White House Down thumbs down. The
thumbs
heat
down,
thumbs
yes.
out, and because of the popularity of the show, you're single-handedly going to make sure the heat is the winner.
Breakthrough entertainment rules.
Wow, you have a lot of power.
I do. You know, people listen. I have a lot of confidence, and with confidence comes,
comes what?
People do what?
No,
you,
what happens when you have confidence?
I don't know.
Okay.
People do what you say.
Exactly. You have influence.
I influence.
That's
very
what
good.
I was trying.
Thank you.
See, I was helping him out
do
there.
Do not go see White House Down.
Do not. Yeah.
Go see The Heat, and then also go see Unfinished Song.
Yeah, but don't see Before Midnight.
But no,
no matter what time it is.
Well, join our discussion on our Facebook page.
Hey, we could have a Facebook discussion every day on that.
Sure. Go to breakradioshow.com, big F in the upper right-hand corner.
And see a picture of me as...
As Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Scary.
Magic Mike. Okay.
Scary.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right. So we have those three reviews, and... this is that sounds good. So two thumbs up today.
Yeah, and I know that we've got only a couple minutes left, but I know that you watched the Jodi Arias movie.
I did.
Do you want to give us some quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought acting was good. I thought it was simple, direct, and really thought provoking. It's like, why did his name was Travis, the guy?
Travis Alexander. Yeah,
and it's like, why would he keep letting her come back? You know, it's like, really? You know, yeah. I mean, all his friends said, beware, call the police, blah, blah. And he kept letting her come back into his life over and over. Well, it was ridiculous.
He probably didn't expect her to be that completely psycho. I mean,
slashes tires and.
Well, think about all the psychos that you've dated.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you didn't.
But
you
I didn't
invited
let them come back.
You.
No.
No, not at all.
No, I put.
You
go
put
home.
Your foot down?
Yeah, but if someone used my phone and
right?
That, yeah, I put my foot right, Craig.
You know what I'll say? I'll say it really quick. Is that Dave's obviously different. Travis was kind of this religious guy that none of the other girls he knew would do that type of stuff that they were doing.
Yeah.
So that's why he used Jodi for the sex and everything. Although
he did.
Although he didn't deserve what happened to him. What he did wasn't bad at all. But yeah, he should have realized that she was a psycho.
Yeah, she was a psycho. Anyway, Joseph Erdo, thank you. Where can they read your stuff?
BreakRadioShow.com, Examiner.com, and AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine.
Wow, very good. And stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk, a special two-hour edition. We have Gary Sherwood, City of Glendale Council Member, calling in about 6 minutes. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.